If you're a successful single woman who's looking for a partner, you're probably asking yourself this question: where are all the good men? And look, I totally get it and I understand. It seems like the more successful and ambitious and driven women are today, the weaker the men. But what if I told you that that's not true? What if I told you that great men are everywhere and you are just not seeing them? What if I told you that whatever you're doing right now to fix your dating frustrations with men is just dusting off the surface, and it's actually further contributing to what you're doing wrong with men and why you're stuck in these dating frustrations? And what if I told you that the real reason why you can't break through your dating frustrations with men, and where you attract over and over the same types of men who ghost you, who are emotionally unavailable, or perhaps that are really weak and you don't respect and are not attracted to, the real reason is actually deep inside of you. And you have all the tools and the resources that are already there to help you shift and transform. And what if I told you that you're not broken, and that, again, you have everything you need to shift and transform? And this is why I'm here with you today, to show you how you can do that. And what I call this is my CMM attraction formula. And CMM stands for Committed Masculine Men Attraction Formula. I'll explain this in a little bit. But all you need to know is that this is a very simple four-step process to attracting your committed masculine men without gimmicks, texting guys, or dating hacks. And why I say that is because what I see today, what women are doing or learning from different dating coaches or maybe relationship programs or following this dating advice, doesn't work, because all of these are gimmicks. They might help you in the short term for a few dates, but they're not going to help you have sustainable long-term change when it comes to dating and relationships with men. So what I'm about to share with you today is not about texting, sexting, or kissing guides. It's not about any dating hacks or tricks. There's no wrapping him around your finger, getting him back, making him want you, or using any of those seduction techniques to just have a man around you. What I'm going to share with you today is what has worked for me personally to attract the man of my dreams and marry him and have a family with him, and also over 350 women. So pay attention, because this is super important, and it's probably going to be the most important, insightful piece of information that you've heard, if not this year, then maybe even your whole life. So please remove all distractions, because this is important. Spend this time on you. Turn off your phone, close the tabs, and be present, because this information is, well, amazing. And I've spent more than 6 years putting this together, and today I'm sharing all of this with you. So you might be wondering who I am. My name is Anna Rova. I'm founder of Claim.com, and I've helped over 350 successful single women attract committed masculine men. I'm a wife, a lover, a feminine partner, and I'm a mother of two. And here you see a picture of me and my men that I've attracted using the same principles that I will share with you today. And we have a beautiful family, my two beautiful daughters, Zoe and Eva. And so this is a picture of us. His name is String, by the way. This is our first date. We met in Colombia, Medellin, when I was traveling and was basically living the best time of my life. 9 months later, he proposed and we got married. And here's some photos from that as well. And what I'm about to share with you today is actually what I have applied. And after I've done all the work that took me a lot of years, where I've attracted this man who has led all the way, where I didn't have to plan anything, I didn't have to arrange, he was just there, he was consistent, he was emotionally available, and he wanted a relationship and a family with me, where he was arranging the dates, he was paying for them, and he was leading all the way. And here you can see all the beautiful places that we've traveled, and today, many, many years after I've met him and now we have a family, I still to this day feel the same way that I did before. But it wasn't always like that. You know, in the past, before I've done this work, I was probably where you are right now. I was attracting men who are either nice guys who don't have a spine and who were basically weak and very unattractive, that I didn't respect. They were just following me and letting me make all the decisions. Or I was attracting men who I was attracted to, but they were basically ghosting me. They were not emotionally available and just really players who wanted one thing, who I call the asshole type, right? And back then, you know, I was happy and successful on the outside, but I was really lonely on the inside. And I was always having this, you know, playing this role of a really strong, super ambitious and driven woman that I can do everything on my own. And I had to be the best at school and sports and career and business. I was constantly proving my worthiness and building my career to push. I was overworking and just pushing too hard. I was super confident at work, but I was really insecure with men, and I constantly needed to compete with men. And I really didn't understand what was I doing wrong. And I literally felt like I was stuck in this dating loop between these two guys, the nice guy or the asshole, and I thought I was broken. And perhaps this is where you are too, but you don't have to be, because again, what I'm going to share with you today, it will literally open your eyes to seeing that great men are everywhere, and they indeed are. And I've proved it after obviously doing the work myself and working with so many women around the world. So stay until the end of this presentation, because you will finally discover what is the missing piece in your dating life so you can start attracting great men. And you'll also understand what have you been doing wrong so far and why it hasn't worked. And so just to give you a bit of hope before we begin with the CMM attraction formula, I want you to hear from Bonnie, who's used and applied these principles to change her life.
Putting that energy out there, as you say, and being open and receptive. And I just so happened to meet somebody through some mutual friends around that same time. And he's told me since then, like, he just noticed my energy was really open and attractive. And I, you know, seemed like a happy, beautiful woman. And I wouldn't have been that way, you know, a month before that. I would have been closed off. I would have been suspicious. I would have been like, don't talk to me, you know? So I really appreciate that, because, and I went to the party thinking, oh, if I meet somebody, I meet somebody, but I'm just going to go and have fun. And that's another part that's really been great for me, is releasing expectations and just being open and receptive.
Amazing. And since then, this is a screenshot of Bonnie and her man that she's just described in the video. They actually got engaged, and they're getting married soon. Super exciting. Let's hear from Patrice from California.
Girl. Yeah, my whole life has now flipped upside down in the best way. So when I got to, I think midway through the program, I got asked out on, or I was on, sorry, let me back up. Got on online dating, you know, even in the midst of COVID. You know, I love sort of the mindset, you know, there's no such thing basically as lack. There's abundance is everywhere, even though there might be COVID or all the things at that time, you can still meet men, quality guys. And even though I'm not necessarily a fan of online dating, I was just like, listen, Anna said, get out there. Okay, I'm gonna do it. And so had some great feedback though, too, from the ladies in the group, and met some incredible guys actually online, and was flowing through this process. And for the first time in 7 years, was taken out on a legitimate date. I mean, it's been that long, Anna. Like,
are you serious? Like, I read that and I was like, what is she talking about? 7 years?
No, I'm not lying. Like, and I'm not talking about like just drinks or something casual. I mean, like, someone is like, I want to take you out. And I want to have a date experience with you. I want to get to, like, that's what this was. And I have not had one of those. I mean, Anna, no joke, I feel like a lot of women haven't even had that, like, ever. They're used to kind of like maybe going to the clubs, you know, you meet someone, you like, you hook up or whatever. But really actually dating, I love that, like, so many women that are different age ranges in our group, like, are like, this is kind of like the first time we're actually kind of dating. Like, how do, you know, we're asking so many questions that seem so basic or
amazing. So if you want to have a real date that maybe you didn't have in the last, you know, 5, 7, maybe all your whole life, listen up. So what is the CMM attraction formula? Here are the 4 steps, and you might be taking notes if you want to. So the first step is really unlocking relationship polarity. The second step is to liberate past patterns. Third step is to embody your feminine flavor. And last but not least is step into intentional dating. Let's begin. So the first step is all about unlocking relationship polarity. And this concept is so powerful and transformational that after you understand it, you're going to see it everywhere in couples. So what is feminine masculine polarity? I'm showing you on the screen now a little image that explains this polarity spectrum. Now, the feminine and the masculine are really just labels, and there's so many misconceptions today. A lot of people are using these labels, really. So let me tell you how I understand and how I'm teaching these concepts. First and foremost, these are just energies, and every single person has them, whether it's man or a woman, and it's not gender specific. Now, the masculine energy has certain qualities that are completely opposite to the feminine energy. And so because they're on the spectrum, and that's why it's called polarity, they attract to each other. Think of it like the North Pole or the South Pole. So in the same way that the North Pole is attracted to the South Pole and vice versa, the masculine is attracted to the feminine and vice versa. These are really concepts like duality principles that are sun and moon, night and day, yin and yang, Shiva and Shakti. And so this is really important to understand when we look at relationships. And it's kind of like a prism that or a filter that you look at relationships. And you will start seeing this everywhere and paying attention to that, because that's why you see, you know, really masculine men being attracted to really feminine women, or, you know, feminine women being attracted to masculine men. Now, not to overcomplicate this, but just to let you know, and I'll explain what is actually the feminine and the masculine. But as a woman, if you're attracting men who do not have a spine, who you can walk all over, who are more in touch with their feelings than with their mission, you're probably attracting feminine men. So what this means is that you are very much in your masculine energy. So just knowing these principles, and especially if you are, because I myself am a very successful woman, I have a lot of masculine energy, but because I learned how to use these principles, I now understand them, and I'm able to surrender, relax, and let go. And I'll tell you more about why this happens today, and what's the problem, why you're attracting men that you don't want to be attracting. So let's talk about the feminine. The feminine is all about, and again, it's a certain disposition and it's an energy. Both men and women have that, but majority of men identify with the masculine essence, and majority of women, or, you know, most women identify with the feminine essence. Let's see if that sits true for you. So back to the feminine. The feminine is all about flow. The feminine is all about the ocean, the movement, the fullness of it, the receiving, the surrender, and the feeling. The masculine, on the other hand, is all about direction. It's like the mountain, right? So if the feminine in nature is like the ocean, it's vast, it's ever expansive, you can't really tame or control it. The masculine is really like a mountain. It just stands there no matter what. It's all about structure and presence and stillness. It's all about giving in this fast forward motion, forward, and all about thinking. And so if you really understand these concepts, you will really become aware of how these dynamics play in the relationship. And how I can explain it, and this is why I have these images here, is think about all the past boyfriends you've had, or maybe you're living now with a man, or you lived in the past. You know, you always have, imagine, you know, obviously there's the bedroom, and then there's two bedroom shelves, you know, bedside table shelves. And on your side of, and on my side of the bed in my shelf, you can see all these different, like I've got candles and tarot cards and different creams and books that I'm reading, all kinds of stuff, right? But on his side, like my man, he just has a Kindle and a phone, and it's all black, and there's a lot of space. And if you really understand these concepts, you will start seeing them everywhere in terms of not only spaces, like for example, the feminine, if there's an empty shelf, what do you as a woman want to do with an empty shelf? You want to fill it with something, right? Because it's the feminine quality of surrounding yourself with beauty, with textures, with colors. But the masculine quality is really not to do anything about it. And obviously these are generalizations. If you don't find yourself in these descriptions, that's okay. But how you know you're a feminine essence woman is actually by answering this question: how do you want to feel in a relationship? If your answer is that you want to feel safe in the relationship and taken care of, and you want to surrender and let go of control and just be with a man who plans and leads and has this forward dynamic, then you are a feminine essence woman. So by understanding this polarity principle, your destination as a feminine essence woman is to let yourself be taken. Let yourself be conquered. Let yourself be led, and let yourself be the girl, and let him conquer you. Let him pursue you, and let him lead you where you can't lead yourself. And I love this image because this woman has surrendered. You know, there's this, us as women, we love a man who has muscles, who, well, not necessarily, but I guess most of us are attracted to that because we want to be, it's inherent in us. We want to be protected. We want to be taken care of, right? It's that idea. The masculine has the energy of a protector and a provider, and we're really, really attracted to that. So this is why the polarity dynamic in a relationship is extremely important. But let's talk about the problem today. The problem is that we as women, we carry so much masculine energy in our bodies, in our psyches, because we do, achieve, right? But we carry that into our dating life and into relationships. And that simply doesn't work because masculine men who we are attracted to, they are not attracted to masculine women. Masculine men who want to pursue you and court you and plan the dates and take and conquer you, which is so exciting to them, are not attracted to a woman who wants to know all the answers, who wants to know where this is going, and who herself wants to be in control. It's like the masculine are gonna repel. So the problem is that we as women today, we don't know how to switch off. We don't know how to be in the body and get out of our head. We can't let go of control. We can't surrender. And we're always in our head, as I said before, and we are disconnected from our femininity. And what we're also doing is we're living what I call the three lies of female success, which is we can and should do it all. That female power is in our independence and strength. And lie number three is that femininity is weakness. And most women hold these beliefs to be true, which need to be reversed and reframed. And I'll share with you a story here. I call it the workhorse versus the wild horse moment for me. When I started doing this work and I had the biggest realization about this and I found a metaphor. One day I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I had an awakening moment. I was like, I'm not a workhorse. I wasn't put on this planet in this female body that creates life, that nourishes life, and that has an amazing capacity to expand and magnetize. I'm not a workhorse. I wasn't put on this earth to put blinders on me and just work and go, which is what today's social media and the whole feminism, you know, post whatever you want to call it, the movement, the feminist movement is selling to us. The more you do, you need to achieve go, the happier and more successful you're going to become, which is not true. What I realize is that as a woman, I want to be the wild horse. I want to be free from all the societal dogmas and things that are telling me that to be successful or to be happy, I need to constantly succeed, push and go. Because what I've seen in my life, and I'm not sure, and you're probably experiencing it as well, that leads to a lot of burnout and a lot of problems down the line. So if we use the same masculine energy being in our head all the time, that just leads us to a road of bitterness, frustration, and it just doesn't work with men. So what's the solution here? The solution is really to go from go to flow, from control and to trust, from giving to receiving and leaning back, not leaning in, from pushing to actually pulling in, from leading all the time to letting go, from being so independent like your life depends on it to actually allowing yourself to surrender with power, getting out of your head into your body and going from thoughts, constant thoughts in your head to feelings. So what are the results that you do this work? What are the results when you go from masculine to feminine? The results are that men want to be around you. Men want to be your hero. Men want to step up and take care of you. They start chasing you and not the other way around. They start seeing how different you are, once you apply this into your life, they're going to see how different you are from all the other women out there who are so rigid and angular in their energy and they can't relax and surrender and let go. And then we sit there and complain that they're weak men around. Right? And so men feel free with you and they want to claim you. So again, the solution to this is to go from masculine to feminine. And let's hear from a woman, Melissa from Geneva, New York, who's actually done this and has seen some amazing results.
As I began to do the work, it was allowing me to really just lean back into my own network of men, like the men around me, and they were just showing up for me in these very big, beautiful ways, like offering help. And, you know, stepping in to take care of things with no expectation of anything, right? It was just like they were just giving of themselves and their time and their energy. And even my son's father, whom, you know, I've had a challenging relationship with in the past that has begun to flourish. And how he shows up for us is very different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm grateful because it's in my ability to just be humble in my own energy, right? To know that, like, I don't have to do everything. Yes, I can. I understand that. But I don't have to. And I don't want to, right? I want to be able to lean back and know that I can be cared for and that I can be nurtured and that I'm safe and I'm supported. And it's amazing that when you trust in that way, when you assume trust, that it just shows up for you.
Mm, so beautiful. All right. So back to our CMM attraction formula. We just talked about the first step, which is all about unlocking relationship polarity and how you need to switch from the masculine to feminine. Let's talk about step number two, which is liberating past patterns. So what all of this is about, liberating past patterns, and this is one of my favorite, I mean, all of the steps are my favorite, but this is probably one of the most transformational and deepest work that you can do as a woman to shift and transform your relationship with men. So you probably heard or not, maybe this is the first time you hear that all of us carry certain beliefs since we're children, literally from the moment we're born up until about 7 years old. We are like a sponge. We're constantly absorbing different beliefs about how the world works, how relationship works, how money works, so on and so forth. But today, let's talk about the beliefs that we hold and that we carry within us about men and about women and about relationships. So right now, I want you to think about the past and what might have you carried on in the first 7 years, for example. What might have you absorbed from your mom and dad, from your relationships, from your relationship with mom, from your relationship with dad, and from seeing how they behave with each other, as well as seeing how men in your society and community behave and how women behave. And so when we're growing up as little girls, we're just absorbing this and witnessing this, and we literally embody these beliefs. And so many of us walk around, and then, you know, we have these beliefs, and then we go out into the world, and our reality of men is literally comprised or mirrored through our beliefs about men. And so what happens is that patterns start forming. And through these patterns are actually great. So if you're experiencing patterns right now, for example, if you're attracting emotionally unavailable men or asshole men who do not, call you back or ghost you, there is a reason for that, because men are our mirrors. And I have this slide here. I want you to think right now, if you have some patterns with men, and this is what you're seeing on the surface, what's not working? Look into the mirror and look back at yourself and think about why. How might you be mirroring that? And I'll give you my example here. I my mother passed away when I was really young. I was 8. My sister was 12. And unfortunately, my father was not emotionally available. He's got his own problems to deal with from childhood. But that's what I was left with. I was left without a mother. And I was left pretty much without a father because he was very much emotionally unavailable. He didn't know how to raise two girls. And then the situation got worse, is that when he remarried, it was a crazy stepmother, and I was emotionally abused, to physical abuse, and so on and so forth. And I also grew up in a society and a culture where I didn't see happy marriages. All I saw was broken relationships where men were pigs, and they were also always cheating, where women were constantly bossing their men around and couldn't trust them. So I grew up with that, and then I go into the world with this belief system, and of course, what do I attract? I attract emotionally unavailable men because I do not trust men deep down inside, because I believe that relationships do not end well, because I believe that relationships cannot be happy. And so all the men that I meet confirm that reality further and further, and then patterns start forming. And so when I did this work and when I looked into the mirror, I was able to transform, shift, and change my reality of men. And this is how I attracted my men. This is how you can too. And all the women that I work with, once you shift and transform your belief system about men, relationships, and yourself, then everything changes as well. So the solution is here to look into the mirror and to get curious and understand your patterns and why are they happening. This is why I'm telling you that all of this surface level stuff about gimmicks and tricks and sexting guys, that's not going to help. That's going to help short term, but long term, you need to do this work, which is extremely powerful. You need to excavate these beliefs and become aware of them. And then the next step is to actually reframe and release them in an embodied way. And when you do that, the results are amazing. You are going to start attracting emotionally available men because you yourself are going to understand why you have been emotionally unavailable and how to fix it. And these men are going to be ready, willing, and available for a relationship with you. You're going to be attracting men who are consistent and willing to lead. And you're going to be breaking through the patterns of destructive or codependent relationships. You're going to know and hold your boundaries, and you're going to be releasing control with ease because you don't need to control anymore. That is true freedom in a woman's body. So what's going to happen? You're going to go from trapped to actually free. And let's hear from Andrea here, who has a story for us. After doing the work with beliefs, here's what she's noticed and accomplished in her reality with men.
I would always tell people at work, I would say, gosh, you know, I think that man doesn't want to work with me because I'm a woman. I literally would say that, like, he's not listening to me. I've stopped that. I've allowed men to help, to collaborate. And now, because I'm working with limited resources, as a lot of us are, and there is so much camaraderie, collaboration, and teamwork. And I will tell you, in the industry I'm an event planner responsible for a team planning events for two casinos on the strip. And right now we're one of the departments bringing in a lot of the revenue. That's a lot of stress and pressure. And I was able to actually ask for help, trust men. Bonnie, you spoke to that. And I had that challenge. That was one of my limiting beliefs I had to work through. Not only trusting men in dating, but trusting my coworkers. And I feel less anxiety and less stress. It's amazing. It's been huge. And a big part of that too is putting myself first in the mornings instead of everyone and everything, because I show up differently with a different energy and ready to receive. And it's 9 day. That's awesome.
Beautiful. All right. So we talked about step two. Now, step number three is all about embodying your feminine flavor. So let's talk about that. What is the problem? The problem is that, as I mentioned before, when we talk about step number one, polarity, is that women today are constantly in their heads, overthinking, overdoing, and overworking. And we go through these cycles of hustling, burning out, hustling, burning out, and it never stops, right? And what this develops is a lot of bitterness and anger and frustration. There's so much frozen tension and emotional drain and suppression that women carry in their bodies. And the problem is that we do not have access to releasing those frustrations and that frozen tension. The body keeps the score, literally. And that's why when you as a woman are disconnected from the body and from your pelvic floor and your cycles and from womanhood, literally womanhood that is in your that is within you, everything shifts and transforms. And you stop living your life from your head in that constant masculine energy and in all your thoughts and in all your head. This is what freedom truly is. And so what is the solution here? The solution is getting out of your head and into your body, uncovering your own truth that's deep down inside of you, below all the layers of, you know, defense mechanism, trying to prove everything to everyone. It's starting to feel again. You have no idea how many women can't feel, don't want to feel because it's scary, because it's too much. And what we do, we have all these escape mechanisms, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is why we overeat. This is why we drink wine, the chocolate, the sex, and so because we don't want to feel. Well, I have a tool for you that's called feminine embodiment, which is an essential forgotten skill. And it's actually the modality that I use to work with women. This is how everything is transformed for me, but also for all these women that you're going to hear from today. And this is possible for you because when you learn how to get out of your head and into your body and work with your body and your own feelings and sensations, everything transforms. Because the results are that you're going to start showing up on dates and with men with an easy, fun, and joyful attitude. Instead of treating dating as a never-ending job interview before hiring him as a boyfriend. How many women go on dates today? The first date, she just sits there. She doesn't even know the guy. She's already checking off boxes whether he's husband material. And that doesn't work. Because dating is supposed to be
fun, and we're going to talk about dating next, but that's the problem today, because you're constantly in your head, constantly with that masculine energy, carrying those beliefs that are limiting you from attracting the men you're attracting. That's why you're not seeing the men that you want. And a woman who is connected to her body is the biggest magnet for masculine men. And I've seen it time and time again. When you get out of your head, when you're into your body, you've rediscovered who you are, and you are really connected to your feminine flavor and embodying that fully, everything changes and transforms. So the solution is to go from frozen, from that angular, really suppressed and frozen tension in your body, to actually flowing and releasing, so you can be present, so you can breathe, laugh, and let go. And the solution is to go from disembodied to actually embodied. So let's hear from Shanna, a client of mine who's done an amazing transformation, attracted her man into her life, and she talks about this quality of release and embodiment and how her relationship is different.
The relationship that I am in right now is peaceful while still having tension and chemistry and draw and pull, but no anxiety, no fear, no old stories, no chasing and seeking, unless it's just for our fun, right? I'm not in a place where I'm trying to change this person. I'm viewing this person as, what a wonderful creature on earth. What a great, like, it's just wonderful. It feels full. I don't have to work at creating something. I just have this immense appreciation for what is, and this ability to be present in what we are, without trying to go down the road of labels, or a year from now, or 2 months from now, or 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. And yet still he's created the space for us to plan things out and plan, you know, dates or events or timing of things, but it's not from a place of anxiety, and I'm not engineering it or trying to force it. It's just beautifully flowing.
Amazing. All right, so let's get to step number four. Our last step is, after you've done the three steps in this work, step number four is all about stepping into intentional dating. And so what is the problem today with dating? Women approach dating today like it's a freaking job interview. You continue to date out of desperation and fear, despite feeling exhausted and yucky. Always in your head, as I mentioned before, you know, you're always questioning, where is this going? You're not being able to set your boundaries and actually hold them. You don't know what is your yes. You don't know what is your no. And you, because you're disconnected from your body, and the body constantly tells you, you're not listening to it. You're saying yes when you actually mean no, and you're saying no when you actually mean yes. So what this leads to is actually lowering your standards and settling. And the other problem is that women today assume the role of a coach, a therapist, or a mother to a lot of the men that they're dating, and that's definitely not working. So what the solution is? The solution is that dating, you approach dating as fun and exciting, like it's supposed to be. You're shopping for shoes, as I call them. This is why I put this picture here, because literally what women do is they find a man, or they, you know, they find a man who they date, and after two or three dates, and then especially if you sleep with the guy, that's it. You think you're in a relationship, but he's like totally not there because he's dating. And that's what dating is supposed to be. You're just shopping for shoes. So you are going to be dating many men at a time, at least three. That's what I would always recommend, because that's what dating is. We're there to see, is this person the right fit for me or not? And then you continue and move on, and you do not step your dating funnel, how I call it, as the funnel, before you actually get claimed, before that man who chooses you
and you want to choose him as well, he comes in and claims you as his woman. And then it's up to you to say yes or no. You see how different this dating dynamic is. And you're getting out of your head and into your body as a solution. You're letting men lead. You're giving men chances and saying yes and allowing them to pursue and court you. And you're setting your boundaries and knowing how to communicate them as well. That's what a dating dynamic really should look like and how it should feel like. And this is my question to you today. The only and the most important thing for you to answer and to know right now is, how do you want to feel in a relationship with a man or in your dating dynamic with a man? And if you are currently with a man or dating men who you don't want to feel, who make you, with whom you don't feel like you want to feel, then it's time to move on, because your body knows first. And if you do all the steps that I told you today to do, your dating dynamic will totally shift and transform. And the result is that you're going to attract men who are chasing and courting you, who are leading the dynamic forward, who are planning the dates and paying for them. It's going to be a hell lot of fun, and you're going to choose men who choose you. And you don't need to play all these tricks and gimmicks or memorize pre-written text messages, how to sit in a feminine way, how to kiss him, how to sext him. Like, all of that is bullshit, because it's just not real. Because all of these four steps that I've taught you today are going to show you the real dynamic. And if you do them, that's how dating is supposed to be fun. And that's what's going to lead you to having the relationship that you want. Let's hear from Sonia, who has applied all these principles, and let's hear how her dating life has shifted and transformed.
We were just talking the other night, or not too long ago, and he booked a flight for both of us. He booked a whole trip for us to go to Puerto Rico. And this is the first time in my entire life that a man has stepped up, and we're going to go on a vacation together. And he didn't ask me for any kind of money. He didn't ask me for, the only thing he asked me was, what is your email so I can send you the itinerary? And I'm not going to lie, half of me was just like, I'm calling bullshit on this. I'm going to call his bluff. Let's see what he does. Within 48, 47 minutes, I got an email, and I'm like, oh my God, he really did this. The only questions he really had was, do you prefer a window seat or an aisle seat? And it was insane. So even then, I was just like, okay, whatever. Maybe he was just in the spur of a moment, whatever. Within 24 hours, he was like, so here are 7 places. Where do you want to stay? And I was just like, what is happening? So I gave him like my top 2 or 3 choices. Before I knew it, he booked that. And I was on the phone, I'm not even going to lie, with my friends, like, okay, I should pay for the resort or whatever, because he paid for the flight. So I'm in the 50-50 mindset. And then I go on Facebook and I go through our group and I read, and I'm like, you're not supposed to do this. So I lean back, like, I'm not going to do anything. And before I knew it, he contacted me with options and then he booked it.
Amazing. And if you're watching this, you're like, that's too good to be true. Trust me, it's not. Because men, by understanding the nature of men and by knowing that men are willing and wanting to take care of you and show up and give and take care of you as a woman, there's nothing more exciting for them than to court and chase and pursue you, because to them, it's so natural. And if you can give them that gift of leaning back, everything will shift and transform. You just need to learn how to do that. And letting go is actually the hardest thing to do. But when you have the tools and the resources, it's easy. So let's summarize this. The CMM attraction formula that comprises of 4 steps. We talked today about, number 1 is unlocking relationship polarity, understanding that masculine and feminine polarity in relationships and how it works. And the solution is to go from masculine more into your feminine, getting out of your head and into your body. From that direction, go, 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 and hustling, to leaning back, receiving, surrendering. Number 2 is liberating past patterns. Looking into the mirror and looking into the patterns that you're seeing that are not working for you with men, and excavating and understanding why, becoming aware of your beliefs that you perhaps have carried with you all your life, and then reframing them so your reality can change, because your belief system is going to be different. Number 3 is all about embodying your feminine flavor. It's all about that modality that I told you about, feminine embodiment, that allows you to get out of your head and liberate, release, so you can show up on dates and with men just by being you without any tricks or gimmicks, because this is going to be your true feminine flavor. And number four is stepping into intentional dating. Now, from this place of, you know, understanding polarity and how it works, liberating and reframing your belief system about men and relationships, and then embodying your feminine flavor, getting into your body, intentional dating actually happens by default. You're going to see your dating reality transform. You're going to start to attract men who are willing to chase and pursue and pay for your dates and plan. All you're going to have to do is lean back, watch, have fun, and choose a man who chooses you. So this is your CMM attraction formula. And now, if you're watching this, you're probably asking yourself this question: how can I apply this into my situation, attract committed masculine men, reframe my beliefs, and embody my feminine flavor? Where from here on, you have really two options. Number one is figure this out on your own, and you can take all these steps and apply it into your own life and do this work. And look, you can totally do so. I've done it. It took me more than 2 years to do it, and I've made all the mistakes. And so I really don't recommend this option, because it's going to take you a lot of time and a lot of money that you're going to invest in yourself and doing all these things on your own. And so I have a better option for you. And option number two is work with us. If you want to learn and apply a proven method my clients and I have used to attract all these committed masculine men into our own life, I have an invitation for you. And that invitation is to apply for your free discovery call. It's a short interview where we're going to get on a phone with you on Zoom and talk about, what is your current situation? What are your biggest frustrations with men at the moment? We're going to talk about, what is your desired result and where do you want to be? And if it sounds like it's a great fit and we can help, then we're going to discuss about how we can work together. So if you're interested and you're feeling this pull, a body yes, go to claim.com/apply or click on the bottom button below this video. That is really going to take you to a quick calendar where you can book your spot, fill in a quick application, and then we'll see you on the call. Now, if you're ready, go ahead and do that. But let me tell you a little bit, who is this for? Because this is important. This is for women who've hit a wall, a blind spot, or there's a missing piece in your dynamics with men that you don't understand. You want to break through the patterns, your patterns, and finally meet a committed masculine man. You know that the answer is deep inside of you, but you're not able to figure it out on your own. You don't want to wait any longer, and you need an urgent change. You're tired, exhausted. You don't want to show up on weddings alone. You're ready to meet your man. You want to feel wanted, desirable, and claimed. You are open for personalized help and guidance, and what you've tried before perhaps didn't really work, and you are willing and ready to invest in yourself. Now, who is this not for? Please do not apply if you are not ready for a big change, because we only work with selected women who are ready for a big change, are ready to do the work and invest in themselves. If this area of your life is not a priority, please do not apply. If you're not willing to do the work and are not ready to receive and experience a big transformation, and if you're not ready to invest in yourself, please do not apply. Not because we're not willing to work with you, but simply because when you are struggling financially, this is your number one priority. So I really recommend first and foremost figuring that part of your life out, and then when you're ready to invest in yourself, then apply. So again, let's talk. I'm so super excited for you to get on a call with us, with a member of my team. Claim.com/applies where you apply to book your free discovery call. You've got nothing to lose. I'm super excited for you to actually get on a call with us to see if we can work together. And if you're still here and you want to hear more or you're intrigued, let's hear from a few more women. This is Natasha and actually her boyfriend, Christian.
It's life-changing. It is absolutely life-changing. I don't even know where I would be or how I would respond to the male people out there, the male guys in my world. I would not know how to respond to them if I didn't take this. You know, I can only imagine I'd be more domineering, more controlling, just keep on that masculine stride. Because my mother is still that way. And gosh, everywhere social media just supports this. Women don't need no man, you know, and it's just, no, no, that's not true.
And I want to share you a screenshot. She just recently, Natasha recently shared how she also got proposed to by Christian after doing the work and working with us. So congratulations, Natasha, super happy for you. Now let's hear from Natalie.
Honestly, I can say I thank God for this program, like, seriously, and not about even men, but the community of women in this program. It's like going through a divorce during COVID alone, while I was studying for my state board exams at the same time, I don't think I would have gotten through it, and like dating and everything, without the women community. And to be understood and to be heard and to be respected in this community has just been monumental. And I really now have a framework to understand what went wrong in my relationship and why that was so problematic. And then now going forward, what kind of man I really need to say yes to, and like what's a yes and what's a no. So yeah, so I'm like so grateful for this program.
Beautiful. Let's hear from Christina from New York.
Oh my God, this is an investment, right? And then I was thinking about it. So I go on vacations for myself every year. And 2020, we were all at home. So I figured, you know what? This is my reward to myself. This is my, you know, vacation that I can, it's my life experience investment that I wanted to make. And I have to admit, it's worth every penny. I'm not a salesperson, nor do I work for Anna. So, and what my favorite is that it's a lifetime membership and community. And I must admit, you know, meeting all the women in this community, I have never felt so connected with such beautiful, strong, supportive women, in a positive light. So it's, you know, God bless for this community, because I feel very supported. Definitely worth my every investment. If I were to get approached again, I would say yes. And if I could shout at the top of wherever, or Chrysler Building, let's just say, or whatever mountain, it's just so worth it. And I feel so much different. So the rewards is tenfold than my initial investment.
Oh, amazing. I'm getting goosebumps. Thank you. Okay, let's hear from Patrice, who you heard in the beginning.
I think two things that I'll say. Like, one, when is the last time that you took a risk? Because now might be the time, maybe, to take a risk. But two, something that was just coming up as you were talking to me, Anna, was, I know you mentioned that, you know, some of the women might not, you might be scared or might not be ready yet or feel like they're not fully ready yet. But I think for me, I didn't feel like I was all the way ready to even join the program, but I felt like I was ready to feel safe and feminine and loved and adored and all those things. Like, I was ready for that. And so if you beautiful, gorgeous woman who's listening to this is thinking like, should I do this? I would just ask the question, like, do you want to feel more safe, or do you want to feel safe and loved, adored? Do you want to feel beautiful in your own body? Do you want to feel connected to your femininity? And I think if you can answer yes to that, then I would say you might want to take that next step and do this program. Because for me personally, that's another big thing that was life-changing, I think, for me, Anna, was feeling safe in my own body and really honoring and loving my body in a way that I've not been able to love my body. And I didn't hate my body, honestly, before this program. I didn't hate it. Like, your girl knows what she's working with. I was like, okay, you cute. But like, now there's just a different type of honor and appreciation that I have for my body. And I feel safe in it, which I think that'll resonate with some women. Some women, maybe that doesn't necessarily hit the place in your heart or your essence. But like, for those women that were like me, maybe, and just in situationships and not feeling all the way safe with men and just needing help, not knowing how to do this thing and how to really, what does it feel like to be feminine for you? And not knowing what that really feels and how you can walk in that, then I would say you have to, if you don't know, this program will actually give you the tools so that you will find out and know. And then, yes, you should do that.
Beautiful. Okay, let's hear from Holly.
Come at it with an open mind. If you want a different perspective, if you just want to try something new, why not? this is the best way to put it. Because a lot of us go through the things like, it's like a diet. I've tried all the diets and none of them have worked for me. Right. So I like this one. This is the best way to put it. And is it, and it also, it's not what I really enjoy about it too, is I will be doing this work for the rest of my life, right? You're always going to be going back to the limiting beliefs worksheet. You're always going to be hitting the mat. You're giving us tools to just use. I hope when I'm 70, I'm still doing this type of journaling and flowing and doing all that. Cause it really helps, because dynamics in the relationship changes. Someone asks you to move in, you have a kid, things change, people change. And I think you give people tools for how to deal with those changes without completely imploding.
Amazing. So, beautiful woman, if you have listened to this and you're still here, I really recommend go to claim.com/apply, book your free discovery call, click the button below, and I'll see you on the other side. Thank you for watching this video.